Probably cannot see me at all.
So this is how it looks like.
Okay,
how does
that's
that work for
nice.
You? It's nice, artistic.
Yeah, very artistic.
Aesthetic.
Aesthetic.
Okay, so lastly, we talk about the different emotions, ways to deal with emotions, right? We talk about problem solving.
Actually, I was a little bit nervous when I saw him for the first time. First session was with him and his mother. He came in with a very frustrated look. So almost like he doesn't want to be here. In my mind, it was like, oh no.
First session, I came with my mum. Not nice. Not so comfortable because my parents is around me, so I don't really share much stuff. But then going forward, like second, third and fourth session, I'm more open up because he's not my relative, he's more like a mentor, like a teacher, a friend.
So sometimes we do use comic strips to do storytelling. Whatever they learn throughout this program is not limited to only staying away from K-pots. It's also generally building them up as a young adult. In our work, it's not a one-way process where we are trying to only guide and influence them. In fact, on the other side of the room, they are also assessing how genuine we are, how much we really care.
We're just talking about problem solving and how to like analyze problem and how to solve it. I enjoy a lot actually. I'm quite a talkative person. Yeah, I just enjoy like telling people about myself, my days, tell them about my thoughts and stuff. It's a trend that happened, I think, late last year actually. Last time it wasn't even called K-pop, it was just like some special vaporizer that increase your mood and gives you a unique feeling for a short period of time. Yeah, I was curious, I was at my friend's house actually. Yeah, and then I was like, why is like two of my friends so quiet? Then I was like, what are they doing in the room? And then after that, I see them doing it, I was like, okay, because I personally used to vape last time.
Okay.
But I've never tried K-pop before. Mm. It looks like vape. So I don't know, so I just want to try it. You feel safe taking it.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no adult at home. Mm. And yeah, we run the house that day. When you're with your friend, you wouldn't even think of like, if there's risk, what? Like, it feels nauseous.
Mm.
It depends actually. If you're energetic, right, if you're not sleepy and you just try, right, it makes you, like, your brain just spin. It's just high, that kind of feeling.
Mm.
But then, if you're tired, right, it makes you fall asleep.
Mm.
It's not a nice feeling, actually.
Mm.
It's, like, disgusting after a while. I think all those, like, bad habits was influenced by friends. Yeah. Got me into trouble and bad addiction sometimes. Yeah, that's not worth it. I would say it's necessary, actually, to get caught. In fact, I got caught early, it's even better.
Mm.
Yeah, then learn my mistake first lah. Then, yeah, it's better to like quit and like learn early before it's too late. Last time when I hang out with people, activities is quite, I'll say, it's either there's risk involved, stuff we do is over the line, it's too much already. And then when I hang out with like this new group of people, it's better, it's a way better lifestyle. We did fishing before. A month ago, we started kiting at Marina Barrage. Then we try out different food. Sometimes we just make steak at home.
There were a lot of memorable sessions. One in particular would be how he started sharing a lot more about his personal life, who he hangs out with, what are his day-to-day activities. You know, that's where I actually uncover some of the strategies that he is already deploying in his lifestyle that helps to keep him away from misbehaviors and offending behaviors. Another way where you are enjoying your life without getting into trouble. He was really happy when he heard about how he's actually putting in effort without having to put in additional effort. So sometimes I think rehabilitation is not only about learning new things, but it's also about picking up things that are existing in our life that we can continue to use to keep ourselves safe.
Like when my parents ask me what I'm doing, at least I can reply. When they call me, video call me, I can pick up. Yeah, I can literally show that. I don't have to be scared or anything. Nothing to hide also.
It's like last time, if your parents video call.
Decline the call. D&D, silence it. Go home, I'm blocked. Go home, get scolded. Boring is boring, but I would say it's worry-free. Worry-free, no risk. Yes, more happy. Yes. No, I will never go back to K-pop. Most important is harmful. Damage your brain, man. That get more stupid. Quit while you still can. Choose who you hang out with. Mix around with wise people.
Hello. You all managed to use this room?
Joining us again today. Just now, for the last session, your mom was present, right? So, how's it like having her back?
Oh, it's better. I'll say she's more understanding now. She's aware of like all the session has been like and stuff. She roughly know like what is it, like what all the session was to take away.
I think visibly we can see how mom was a lot less anxious. In the very first session, she found it very difficult to visualize how things can take a better turn. The questions are a lot more towards like, I don't know how else to help him. Yeah. Whereas I think today she was
okay.
She was saying quite a bit of nice things about how he has improved. Her words were more like became more mature, right?
Yeah.
In how you speak and behave. I think it also comes with that little effort of you sharing more. That increased communication actually allowed her to be more assured of his progress.
Is it always that the parents are sitting in during the last session, or it depends on the you?
I think it's better without a family member.
I think usually youths will find it more comfortable without the family member around. There's a lot more secrets, you know, that he's willing to share during the individual sessions. But we also have to recognize that it's equally important to keep the family involved. We also want to ascertain the home environment to be something suitable for them to thrive in.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's still my parents who take after me, take care of me, the one that stay with me 24/7.
What took me by surprise was that probably it was more of a pleasant surprise. Yeah, probably I overplanned a little, you know, expecting the communications to be a bit rougher, but actually it came a lot better.
Don't really see him as a caseworker, more like an adult that like give me good advices and teach me to live properly, I'll say. And also it's like a teacher, but like a friendly teacher, I'll say. I don't know, I think we just link up quite well, like. It's quite cool, man, coming counselling. It's not a bad thing at all. I mean, it worked perfectly for me. I don't know if it works for everybody, but I think it's a good thing that they have this kind of program, actually. How will I make that happen, as in not re-offending? Oh, it's quite simple, actually. I won't re-offend, lah. Like, right now, I'm happy with what I have, and I'm satisfied with what I'm doing. I still have a long way to go. I'm just slowly planning my future, like, daily. Make a small impact. Actually become a big impact.
Will you miss him because, you know, this is your last session?
No. I mean, if I miss him or if I need like any help, I'll still text him. Like, hopefully. Like, I don't want to come here again. I don't want to re-offend or do anything worse.
I think for me, I always say this to all of my youths. I hope to see you, but never in my center again.
Oh yeah. we can meet outside as like a friend, man. Not like caseworker and client, that, no. That's not fun.
But of course, I wish you all the best. Because
yeah, you too.
I must say that you are really knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of experience in life. Hmm. Actually, what I did wasn't to teach you anything.
No.
Actually, it was more of piecing things that you already know together for you, so that you can make a decision for yourself. So I hope you continue to make good decisions and stay out of trouble.
Yes, correct. Stay out of trouble.